ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4, द क्रिएशन ऑफ द फोर्थ ऑर्डर, चैप्टर 22, प्रिटु महाराजस मीटिंग विद द फोर कुमारस, पार्ट 2, गुरु मुख पद्म वाक्य। The four Kumaras, as Siddheshwaras, had achieved all the yogic perfectional achievements, and as such, they could travel in outer space without machines. While they were coming to Maharaj Prithu from other planets, they did not come by airplane, but they came personally. In other words, these four Kumaras were also spacemen, who could travel in space without machines. The residents of the planet known as Siddhaloka can travel in outer space from one planet to another without vehicles. However, the special power of the Kumaras mentioned herewith is that whatever place they went to would immediately become sinless. Krishna says in the third chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvashah ahankara vimudhatma kartaham iti manyate. Every conditioned soul is influenced by a particular mixture of the modes of material nature, and as such, the conditioned soul is attracted to certain types of activity which he or she is forced to perform because one is completely under the influence of material nature. The conditioned soul is attracted by the objects of sense gratification. One's eyes are attracted to see many beautiful things. The ears are attracted to hear nice music. The nose is attracted to enjoy the aroma of a nice flower, and one's tongue is attracted to taste nice food. Similarly, all one's other senses, the hands, legs, belly, genitals, mind, etc., are so susceptible to the attraction of the objects of enjoyment that one cannot restrain him or herself. As it is said, birds of a feather flock together. So in this world, everyone is attracted by a person of the same category. A drunkard is attracted to persons who are also drunkards. Similarly, a saintly person is attracted by other saintly persons. Prithu Maharaj was in the topmost position of spiritual advancement, and as such, Prithu was attracted by the Kumaras who were of the same category. Therefore, it is said, a man is known by the company he keeps. The word vidhivat is significant. This means that Prithu Maharaj also strictly followed the injunctions of the Shastra in receiving a spiritual master or acharya of the transcendental disciplic succession. Whenever an acharya is seen, one should immediately bow down before him. Prithu Maharaj did this properly. Therefore, the words used here are prashrayanata kandara. Out of humility, Prithu bowed down before the Kumaras. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, Apani Achari Prabhu Jivere Shikhai. It is very well known that whatever Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught in his life as Acharya, he himself practiced. When Lord Chaitanya was preaching as a devotee, although he was detected by several great personalities to be the incarnation of Krishna, Sriman Mahaprabhu never agreed to be addressed as an incarnation. Even though one may be an incarnation of Krishna, or especially empowered by Krishna, one should not advertise that one is an incarnation. People will automatically accept the real truth in due course of time. The Kumaras are described herein as the elder brothers of Lord Shiva. When the Kumaras were born out of the body of Lord Brahma, they were requested to get married and increase the population. In the beginning of the creation, there was a great need of population. Therefore, Lord Brahma was creating one son after another and ordering them to increase. However, when the four Kumaras were requested to do so, they declined, for they wanted to remain brahmachari throughout their lives and be engaged fully in the devotional service of the Lord. The four Kumaras are called Naishtika Brahmachari, meaning they are never to marry. And because of their refusal to marry, Lord Brahma became so angry that his eyes became reddish. From between his eyes, Lord Shiva or Rudra appeared. The mode of anger is consequently known as Rudra. Lord Shiva also has a Sampradaya party known as the Rudra Sampradaya, and they are also known as Vaishnavas. When something uncommon happens in one's progressive spiritual life, it should be understood to be incurred by Agyata Sukriti, or pious activities beyond one's knowledge. To personally see the Supreme Personality of Godhead or his pure devotee is not an ordinary incident. When such things happen, they should be understood to be caused by previous pious activity, as confirmed by Krishna in chapter 7 of Bhagavad Gita. Yeshantu antagatang papam jananang punya karmanam. One who is completely freed from all the resultant actions of sinful activities, and who is absorbed only in pious activities, can engage in devotional service. The conclusion is that when Brahmanas and Vaishnavas are pleased with a person, Lord Vishnu is also pleased. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is situated in everyone's heart, and his pure devotees, the Vaishnavas, are also traveling all over the world. But those who are under the modes of material nature cannot understand the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the source of this cosmic manifestation. Neither can they understand the Vaishnavas. Therefore it is said that one cannot see the Supreme Personality of Godhead or the Vaishnava with these material eyes. One has to purify one's senses and engage in the service of the Lord. Then, gradually, one can realize who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and who is a Vaishnava. Materially, if a man is not very rich, then he is not glorious. And spiritually, if a man is too attached to family life, one is also not glorious. But saintly persons are quite ready to visit the house of a poor man or a man who is attached to material family life. And when this happens, the owner of the house and his servants are glorified, because they offer water for washing the feet of the saintly person, they offer sitting places and other things to receive him. If a saintly person goes to the house of even an unimportant man, such a person becomes glorious by the saintly person's blessings. Therefore, it is the Vedic system that a householder invite a saintly person in his home in order to receive his blessings. This system is still current in India, and therefore saintly persons, wherever they go, are hosted by householders who in turn get an opportunity to receive transcendental knowledge. It is said that around the sandalwood tree, which is a very valuable tree, there is a venomous serpent. Sandalwood is very cold, and venomous serpents, because of their poisonous teeth, are always very warm, and so they take shelter of the sandalwood trees to become cooler. Similarly, there are many rich men who keep watchdogs or doormen, and they put up signs which say, "Do not enter! Trespassers not allowed! Beware of the dog," etc. Sometimes in Western countries, a trespasser is shot, and there is no crime in such a shooting. This is the position of demoniac householders, and such houses are considered to be the residential quarters of venomous snakes. The members of such families are no better than snakes, because snakes are very much envious, and when that envy is directed to the saintly persons, their position becomes more dangerous. It is said by Chanakya Pandit that there are two envious living entities, the snake and the envious man. The envious man is more dangerous than the snake, because the snake can be subdued by charming mantras or by some herbs. But an envious person cannot be pacified by any means. The specific importance of the four Kumaras is that they were brahmacharis, living the life of celibacy from birth. They kept themselves as small children, about 4 or 5 years old, because by growing into youth, one's senses sometimes become disturbed, and then celibacy becomes difficult. The Kumaras, therefore, purposely remained children because in a child's life, the senses are never disturbed by sex. Maharaj Prithu addressed the four Kumaras as the best of the Brahmanas. Not only were the Kumaras born of the best Brahmana, namely Lord Brahma, but they are addressed herein as Dvija Shrestha, the best of the Brahmanas, on account of their being Vaishnavas also. As we have already explained, the four Kumaras have their own sampradaya, disciplic succession. And even to date, this sampradaya is being maintained and is known as the Nimbarka sampradaya. Out of the four sampradayas of the Vaishnava Acharyas, the Nimbarka sampradaya is one. Kings are not only grihasthas, who are generally absorbed in sense gratification, but kings are sometimes employed to kill animals in hunting, because they have to practice the killing art. Otherwise, it would be very difficult for them to fight their enemies. Such things are not auspicious, however. Thus, four kinds of sinful activities, namely, associating with women for illicit sex, eating meat, intoxication and gambling are allowed for the Kshatriya kings. For political reasons, sometimes they have to take to these sinful activities. Kshatriyas also do not refrain from gambling. Grihastha life is considered inauspicious because Grihastha means consciousness for sense gratification. And as soon as there is sense gratification, one's position is always full of dangers. Padang padang yad vipadang na te sham. This material world is said to be dangerous in every step. Everyone in this material world is struggling hard for sense gratification. Maharaj Prithu inquired from the four Kumaras about the fallen conditioned souls who are rotting in this material world due to their past bad or inauspicious activities. Is there any possibility for their auspicious spiritual life? The words Indriyartha Vedinam are very significant. It indicates persons whose only aim is to satisfy the senses. And they are also described as Patitanam, fallen. Only one who stops all activities for sense gratification is considered to be elevated. Another significant word is svakarmabhi. One becomes fallen by dint of his or her own past bad activities. Everyone is responsible for his or her fallen condition because of one's own activities. When activities are changed to devotional service, then one's auspicious life begins. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said, Dvaite Bhadra Bhadragyan Shava Manodharma E Bhala E Manda E Shava Brahma. In this material world, the auspicious and inauspicious are simply mental concoctions, because such things exist only due to association with the material world. This is called illusion or Atma Maya. We think ourselves created by material nature, exactly as we think ourselves experiencing so many things in a dream. The spirit soul, however, is always transcendental. There is no question of becoming materially covered, for this covering is simply something like an hallucination or a dream. In the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Sangat Sanjayate Kama. Simply by association, we create artificial material necessities. Jayato Vishayan Pungsa Sangas Teshu Pajayate. When we forget our real constitutional position and wish to enjoy material resources, then our material desires manifest, and we associate with varieties of material enjoyment. As soon as the concoctions of material enjoyment are there, because of our association, we create a sort of lust or eagerness to enjoy them. And when that false enjoyment does not actually make us happy, we then create another illusion known as anger. And by the manifestation of anger, the illusion becomes even stronger. When we are illusioned in this way, forgetfulness of our relationship with Krishna follows. And by thus losing Krishna consciousness, our real intelligence is defeated. In this way, we become entangled in this material world. As Krishna says in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krodhad bhavati sammoha, sammohat smriti vibramaha, smriti brangshad buddhi nasho, buddhi nashat pranashyati. By material association, we lose our spiritual consciousness. Consequently, there is the question of what is auspicious and what is inauspicious. However, for those who are always engaged in the devotional service of the personality of Godhead, the duality of the auspicious and inauspicious does not arise. When saintly persons go from door to door to see those who are too much materially engaged, it is to be understood that they do not go to ask anything for their personal benefit. It is a fact that saintly persons go to materialists just to give real information of the auspicious. Maharaj Prithu was assured of this fact. Instead of wasting time asking the Kumaras about their welfare, Prithu preferred to inquire from them whether Prithu could soon be relieved from the dangerous position of materialistic existence. It is to be concluded that all persons in this material world are suffering from material pains, and if one wants to get rid of them, he or she must associate with saintly persons, pure devotees of the Lord, and chant the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That is the only auspicious way for materialistic persons. The best devotees are Atmavat, those who have fully realized the Supreme Soul. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, in His form as Paramatma, is sitting within everyone's heart, trying to elevate everyone to the platform of Krishna consciousness. Therefore, Krishna is called Atma Bhavana. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is always trying to give the individual soul the intelligence to understand the truth about the Lord. Krishna is always with the individual as a friend, sitting by the side of the individual soul, and Krishna gives facilities to all living entities according to their desires. The word Atmavatam is significant. There are three different kinds of devotees, namely Kanishta Adhikari, Madhyama Adhikari, and Uttama Adhikari, the neophyte, the preacher, and the Mahabhagavat, or the highly advanced devotee. The highly advanced devotee is one who knows the conclusion of the Vedas in full knowledge. Thus one becomes a devotee. Indeed, not only is the highly advanced devotee convinced for oneself, but the highly advanced devotee can convince others on the strength of Vedic evidence. The advanced devotee can also see all other living entities as part and parcel of the Supreme Lord without discrimination. The Madhyama Adhikari or preacher is also well versed in the Shastras and can convince others also, but discriminates between the favorable and the unfavorable as well. In other words, the Madhyama Adhikari does not care for the demoniac living entities. Meanwhile, the neophyte Kanishta Adhikari does not know much about Shastra, but has full faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. However, the four Kumaras were Mahabhagavatas because, after scrutinizingly studying the Absolute Truth, the Kumaras became devotees. In other words, the four Kumaras were in full knowledge of the Vedic conclusion. Everyone is trying to elevate him or herself to the highest position according to one's particular mentality. The Karmis, who have a bodily concept of life, try to enjoy sense gratification to the utmost. The Jnani's idea of the highest position is merging into the effulgence of the Lord. However, the devotee's highest position is in preaching all over the world the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, devotees are actually the representatives of the Supreme Lord, and as such, they travel all over the world directly as Narayana, because they carry Narayana within their hearts and preach Narayana's glories. Therefore, the representative of Narayana is as good as Narayana himself. But one is not to conclude, like the Mayavadis, that one has become Narayana himself. In giving a speech, the speech should be composed of select words, which are very sweet to hear and appropriate to the situation. Such a speech is called meaningful. Recorded October 20, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Yadavaya dog.